Hey, everybody, this is Justin. This is the apparently the annual Mother's Day episode because this is the second one. We got some questions that I fielded for my mom off of the Facebook page and the Facebook group, and she has so graciously agreed because I made her to answer these questions. So, how's it going, Mom?
Going good.
All right, well, that's good. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. First question is, what is your favorite conspiracy theory?
I can't say that I really have one. I like listening to you, but as far as a favorite, I can't really say.
So not even JFK or anything like that?
Well, yeah, that's always intriguing.
It is very interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, even though I kind of fed you that answer, I guess we'll accept that. Jeez. All right. Next one is, and that first question was from Marvin Michael, which I believe that's probably flipped around for his real name. But next one is from Sarah. And it says, if she had to describe me in one word or one phrase, what would it be?
And that one I said online.
Yeah, you actually went through the damn Facebook page and started answering all the questions.
I was hoping that I would get out of doing a live one like this.
No, it's okay. I'll edit it. I'll put it out in a couple days.
That you were one of my gifts from God, favorite gifts.
Oh, Mom, God. I don't know what to think about that answer, but all right.
The truth.
All right. All right. I appreciate that. All right. Next one is from Dina. Dina Lexi Ray asks, what was the worst, oh my God, they did that situation with five kids?
Too many to remember. There was never a dull moment.
Yeah. She said herself she has four brothers. So she says, I have four brothers, so I'd like some ideas for my next family reunion. Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of shenanigans going on, that's for sure.
Yep, you guys kept me hopping, that's for sure.
But you gotta pick one, Mom. Just pick one.
Okay, ask the question again.
All right. Says, what was the worst, oh my God, they did that situation with five kids?
Okay, including all five of you or just like pinpointing one of you?
I think one would be good, I would think.
Well, I couldn't believe that you let your 10-year younger brother, go down the porch railing on his
rollerblades
when you were supposed to be watching him.
It was badass, though. and he nailed it. He didn't fall. It was pretty awesome. He got some good air. I used to, for those of you who don't know, I used to jump off the roof into a 4-foot swimming pool as well.
Oh, yeah. I've lived every single gray hair.
Yeah, you did. You earned it. All right. Next question is from Jesse. This one says, what scares you the most about having adult children?
Not knowing that they're home safely.
Yeah, I can see that. I know that one's probably going to bother me.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Next one is from Cammie, and it says, favorite family vacation or camping trip and why? And you already answered that one.
Yeah,
but
we really didn't go on very many vacations, but every day was an adventure.
I'll agree with that one. It was pretty interesting around the house for sure. Next one is from my friend Roseanne. She does her own show. California Dreaming, and it says How many fires did Justin set?
Two that I can recall. That was your under the bed one. Mm-hmm. And the one that you tried to start with your cousin in the grill.
With like 2 gallons of gasoline and some matches and stuff. I remember that. There were quite a few more that you probably didn't know about, Mom. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I like fire.
Spend time on that one.
Yeah, you did. We were getting ready to light that bad boy.
I know.
And I heard your voice from the kitchen. Why do I smell gasoline? Yeah, Joel took off running. My cousin took off running. He didn't even ask. He just took off.
But he only lived 2 houses away, so he didn't run far.
He didn't. Let's see. What else do we have? Next one was from my sister Jolene. It says, "Which kid is really your favorite?" Just kidding. We all know it's Michael.
No, Michael is my baby.
Yeah, he got away with everything, and it wasn't fair.
Oh, no, not everything.
Most of it. Yeah.
You got away with a lot, too.
Yeah, but that kid right there. And then I got another one from Roseanne that says, "What's the most expensive thing of yours, Justin, shattered, broke, destroyed, or otherwise obliterated, or cost you in bail money, whichever is greater?" And we know that you had already kind of answered this. The single time that you bailed me out of jail, I think it was only like a few $100, wasn't it? Because it's 10% of whatever bail is. Yeah, my bail wasn't that high. It was only a few grand.
Yeah, but
a lot of my listeners, it cost me a lot more in court costs and God, Mom, I don't know. I'm glad they did a plea agreement with me. That's all I'll say about that.
I'm glad I
do. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, that was one single incident and there was, I think, 5 or 6 charges. And they only charged me with one thing. And I actually represented myself in court and I did a pretty damn good job. I actually asked for all jail time in court and they were like, "Nah, we're only going to give you a little bit of jail time. You're going to pay a shitload of money." Mm-hmm. It's like, "Oh, that sounds cool." But yeah, I mean, I can't remember personally ever really breaking the shit or destroying anything.
No, you didn't do that. You just cost me a lot of money in other ways.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Let's see here. All right. Now we got to go to the actual Facebook page or the Facebook group. God, people have been posting in my group a lot, so I can't find it. What are you laughing about? That's good, Mom.
I know.
Okay. You just randomly laughing at everything or what?
I just think it's funny when you say that.
Okay, here we go. My friend Tanya from Canada asks when you're coming to visit.
Oh, I would love to go to Canada.
Yeah,
almost got there when we went to Seattle this last June, but we ended up not going, so that's another trip in the future.
All right, this other question is from Kathy, and it says, "Did you have to drink much while I was a teenager?"
No. I really tried not to drink around you guys at all, and when I did drink, I limited myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very true.
I probably would have liked to, but I didn't.
All right, and I have 3 separate questions from Andrea. And the first one is, are you into true crime at all?
I think that kind of thing is very interesting. I have been quizzed a few times on what my profession would be, and sleuth has always come up. So I really do think getting to the answer is a very interesting thing to do.
It's probably why I do the unsolved stuff that I do, I guess.
Yeah. Genetics.
Yeah, I know I didn't get that shit from Dad. He really doesn't care, but...
I do care. I just have never known how to go about doing it like you do. Of course, in the old days, we didn't have everything like you have now.
That's true. I'm not exactly a professional, so...
You do
pretty
far
from it. I do all right sometimes.
Yep.
All right. Her second question is, do you have a ghost story?
I have a few ghost stories. One recent one that you don't know about was a few weeks back. I had a... I know it wasn't a dream, but I was sleeping. And there is a blue mist that came. And in the blue mist was a finger that touched my diamond necklace that I always wear around my neck 24/7. Mm-hmm. And they told me it was a very beautiful necklace. I never felt threatened by any means. I woke up the next morning, and my necklace chain was in two knots. And so I knew I didn't do it in my sleep. I would have to wear a CPAP machine mask, so there is no way I could have taken my necklace off and put it back on without me waking up because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I... messaged my cousin in Florida and asked her, well, I told her about it and asked her what she thought. And she told me that our grandmother used to, what she called, sew the chains, which meant if she thought it's called sewing a chain. Uh-huh. If she thought a chain was too long, she would tie knots into it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's pretty damn interesting.
That was very interesting.
All right. Maybe I'll have you come on and tell your other ghost stories one of these days, Mom.
There's a few.
Yeah, everybody usually likes the ones I got, too. The next one from her is, what is your advice to other moms? Which is a great question, I think.
To love your children with unconditional love and to let them know that they are that you are always there for them.
That's some pretty good advice, Mom.
Well, that's what I've always done, or at least I've tried.
Okay. All right. Next one was from Julie. And this one is, do you have a favorite episode that I have done?
Oh, I can't think of the names.
You can tell people you don't listen, Mom. It's fine.
I do listen, but I don't listen to all of them. And I don't ever know them by their name. I've got too many other things to remember.
That's fair. All right. And then Julie's other question was, how much trouble did I give you while I was growing up?
You gave me your fair share, that's for sure.
That evil cackle right there says it all. All right, let's see. And Catherine actually had a comment and a question, and it says, God bless you for raising 5 kids. It says... If there was one unsolved case, huh?
And tell her thank you.
Well, you just did, so we're good, Mom.
All right.
All right. Next one, her question, Catherine's, is, If there was one unsolved case that you could know the truth about, what would it be and why?
The one that still bothers me are the two girls that were killed on Valentine's Day.
Oh, down in Delphi? Year. Yeah.
Yes. That just, it breaks my heart. And I would just love to find the person that was responsible.
Yeah. I tell you what, there's a whole genre of people out there that would agree with you on that one. All right. Next question is from Carrie, and it says, what was the hardest and easiest part about raising me? And when was your first indication that I was a quote unquote quirky guy?
All of you kids had some quirkiness in you, and it just made life more enjoyable, more fun most of the time. So the hardest part of raising you, is that what the question is?
Yeah, the hardest and easiest part about raising me.
The easiest part, when you were a baby, you loved to snuggle. And I just loved it.
I still do, and, Mom. I still do.
But I don't ever get to snuggle with you anymore. Well, I never get to hug you because I never see you.
Well, even my two offspring are getting older now.
I know. And that all changes when they grow up.
I know it.
But I just loved that love inside of you. And you always wanted to hide it from everybody and not show them who you really were inside. But I always knew. And the hardest part of raising you was letting you make some of your decisions that you made.
About 90% of them, right?
We'll give you 80.
All right. That's fair. I'll say this. If I got caught for half the shit I did, I would be locked up for a long time. And I know you know about a lot of those things, so... happy about that.
God was watching over you.
Somebody was. Fucking, let's see what else
prayed,
we got.
I prayed a lot.
I have no idea. I'm surprised I didn't die before I was about 25, to be honest with you.
I know.
But yeah, when was the first indication that I was a quirky guy, Mom?
The first indication.
Yeah, that you looked at me and you're like, he's a little weird, maybe.
I don't know. Well, probably when you were watching TV upside down, and that was your preference.
Yeah, for a while. I think I did that
for quite a while. And you have a son that does that, too.
I know. It's fucking great. Genetics, man.
And then you love to wear your socks halfway off.
I still do. I still do. Because they're uncomfortable around the ankles, but I want to keep my toes warm. So I still wear them halfway off when I get home. So living that good life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one is from Maureen. And it says, I've been told by a mom with many boys, you will never imagine what you will learn about boys, things you really didn't want to know. So... what did you really not want to know about having a boy and raising one?
What did I not want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I had 6 siblings. The youngest was a boy, and he only lived 3 weeks. So you were the first boy to come into our family. And I guess there wasn't anything I didn't want to know because I needed to know everything.
Right. Yeah, that sounds fair. Next couple questions, the next 3 questions, or like, goddamn, it looks like 4 of them, are from Brandy. She is super awesome from Texas. She's a good friend of mine. But her questions are, what did teachers think of Justin?
Your teachers all liked you real well. The only problem you had was Well, for instance, being called into the principal's office because you would choose to drop your sister off at school and then go home and take a nap and miss your first class.
But I had permission, though.
Not all the time.
Not all the time, but Miss Brown told me if I could hold a B average in debate, then I was allowed to show up at the end of class.
And you did. But I do remember going to the principal's office to talk to them about it. And then even the principal in your elementary school loved you. You said you were a very kind boy. I never had any problems with teachers except for one. And that one didn't bother you after I talked to him. So.
Yeah, that's very true. Next question from Brandy is, did you ever catch Justin sneaking out?
I don't know. I don't remember ever catching you.
Yeah, I don't think you did either, actually.
I remember catching you smoking a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Out.
Oh, yeah. All right, next one from her is, did he get along with his siblings?
For the most part, I think you always did.
Yeah.
You would always like to play pranks on each other, so.
Yeah, for sure. I remember the one time I put that, I recorded all those. Yes, that was so good. She fucking freaked out, Mom.
Uh-huh.
It was so good. For all you listeners, what I did was I recorded like a half an hour of straight silence on my cassette recorder. And then I recorded a bunch of ghost noises and chains sounding and shit like that. And then when I knew my sister was going to bed, I put that recorder underneath her bed. So when she was in bed for about a half an hour or so, all those sounds started up.
Your little sister, shame on you.
And she ended up being my favorite, so. Oh, God, that was so funny. I was laughing so hard, though.
I wasn't.
I know you weren't. Next one from Brandy is, what do you see in my kids, that remind you of me when I was little?
They both have a lot of their actions. You know, their hand gestures, some of the faces they make. Killian, like watching TV upside down like you did. You know, I love seeing them, you know, and just looking back at you. I mean, I can tell they're definitely yours.
Oh, yeah, I can tell too. My younger boy is definitely more of a dad's boy, though, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And he's the one that looks like his mom, which is funny. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, that was all for Brandy. Next one is from Jennifer, and it says, I have two daughters. I've always heard boys are easier to raise. I'm beginning to believe that is true, but I'd like to hear your mom's take on that issue.
I really think that they're about the same. I've had three girls, two boys, and I wouldn't say either one was easier to raise. It's just different.
Totally different struggles, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fair. Next one is from Tina, and it says, what was the worst thing Justin ever did growing up?
The worst thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Were there that
probably,
many?
Probably the time where I had to come belly out.
It wasn't leading your daughter astray in a cornfield and just leaving her there. That wasn't the worst thing ever.
That I don't remember.
Yeah. That's because that's because we did that at dad's house.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pissed.
I bet he was pissed.
Let's see what else we got. We got another one from Catherine. Oh, this one's pretty good. It says, what was the orneriest thing Justin did as a kid that you wanted to laugh at but had to scold him for?
I did think the tape recording thing was pretty funny
It was fucking hilarious.
But, you know, it was like, you crossed the line a little bit on that one, too.
Yeah, maybe a little. Oh, this one's actually a pretty funny question. I have like this ongoing thing where I mention like I always compare shit to like women's eyebrows. Like once a woman finds the eyebrows that work for her face, she'll never change them. Mm-hmm. And Nicoletta says, ask your mom about the moment she found her best eyebrows.
actually, being half French, I had a unibrow going on.
It's and, the joy of being French, yeah.
Yes. And so, like, I was in middle school when I finally, somebody came and said, hey, you can do something about that. So.
Well, good for you, Mom.
Yep.
All right. The next two questions are the last ones, and they are from Jal. And she asks, what were the biggest challenges of raising five kids? That is the first one. And the second one is, what individual quirks do each of your children have? And you can just pick one if you want for each kid.
Okay. The hardest raising five kids was when I had to do it as a single parent.
Oh, sure.
At home, I had to be both mother and father, and that's something that I had never, ever anticipated that I would have to be doing.
Start from the oldest and go down.
Works.
We can start with Jessie and how she's never wrong. How's that for a quirk?
No.
You know I'm right.
No. Really, honestly, I can't think of anything.
Oh, Mom, you're killing me.
What's well, yours?
I'm fucking weird, Mom. Like,
it. But you may say that about yourself. You know, like some people say that, but then others don't. So, what's weird, really? Okay, what's weird? What's sane? I mean,
well, and that's what I say too, but.
Well, see, we all have quirks, but that's what makes us be an individual, I guess.
All right, I'll say this. Jessie is never wrong, and she's my older sister, ever. Jessie's quirk, I would have. I'll pinpoint my other siblings, and you can just do me then. Okay, Jessie. Jessie's quirk is that she is brutally honest. She is brutally honest. And she is never wrong. And then we'll skip me and then go to Jolene. Jolene gets anxiety listening to a podcast about a missing child, and she will lose sleep for days thinking that her child is going to get abducted. And then Melina has her eye blinking thing where she has like a nervous twitch where she has to blink her eyes like really hard all the time. And Mike, I don't know, he really ain't got any quirks. He's just always like really calm. Like I don't think I've ever seen him. He's very laid back. He's more laid. He's more laid back than me actually, which is, I mean, I didn't used to be. I used to have a pretty bad temper problem, anger problem, but. Yeah, Mike is just, the only time I've really seen him mad is when me and my friends would like, you know, rough him up a little bit and make him fight the neighbor kids when he was like 8 and 9 years old. And then we did too. The one neighbor kid, Colton, we used to plot them two against each other all the time. Mm-hmm. But, and then we'd kind of have bets going on. Mikey would always win, and I actually got confirmation from his friends at his wedding that because of me and all of us cousins and all my friends beating up on him for so long, that he's actually tough as nails. And I believe that.
He has amazing upper body strength.
Yeah, he's super strong.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah. Yep. He can fight too. He can hold his own. I'm proud of the kid because he suffered abuse, like a lot of abuse.
And you couldn't wait till you had a brother. That's what you kept telling me. And ten years later, you had one. You only wanted them so you could beat them up.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, my little brother is 10 years younger than me. So it was like the two sisters in between, and he was 10 years. So, like, we were cool, but we weren't really close. But, yeah, me and my friends and, like, all of my guy cousins without saying names, and there's a lot of them, we're a pretty huge family. We just used to beat the hell out of that kid. He took it like a champ, though. He turned out all right.
Mm-hmm. All of you did. But,
all right, now you have to name my quirk because I'm not going to do myself here.
Your quirk. I don't know. I can't think of any.
I swear to God, if you text me tomorrow and tell me, I'm going to be pissed. I said I can just imagine you texting me tomorrow and being like, oh, I just thought about this.
I can't think of any.
All right, fair enough.
I really can't. What would you say a quirk of yours is?
I'm extremely unorganized.
Oh, that's true. But I guess I wanted to call that a quirk. But
no, I wouldn't either. But
that is true.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it too much of a quirk, but it's definitely true. Extremely. Like right now, I have desk in the corner, and I'm literally surrounded by papers and notepads with writing all over them about Jesse James, which is what I'm working on at the moment. So
that's another one that interests me.
Well, Mom, you should probably listen to my podcast then.
Justin, I do. And I even watched when you went to that haunted house.
Uh-huh.
I watched that too. And you should have taken your mother.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're planning.
You know that kind of stuff interests me.
I know. We're actually planning another trip there this summer, so you might be in luck.
All right.
Or you can just come take a road trip and stay at the Villisca Axe Murder House with me.
Where is that at?
Villisca, Iowa.
Wow.
Costs $400 a night.
How long are you staying?
I can only afford to stay one night. You kidding me? And I was probably going to make you pay for it. So,
oh, gee.
No, it's the house where a family and a couple of house guests were murdered with an axe one night, and it's still unsolved.
Really?
Yep. You should look it up.
I will.
I'll send you a link. I actually did an episode on it, so all you'd have to do is just Google that. And just look at my episodes. I did an episode on it. So.
Well, I remember you doing the Natalie Wood one too.
The what?
Natalie Wood.
Oh, I did that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always thought he was guilty from day one.
Oh my God! Yeah. Like, he didn't even admit they had an argument on the boat until like 2007, and it's like, dude. Yeah. Even Christopher Walken said that, and he won't say anything about that night.
Mm-hmm. No, I always thought he was guilty.
Yeah, I think once he dies, Christopher Walken will probably come out and tell the whole story, but apparently Robert Wagner's going to live forever. He's like fucking 80-something now, I think.
Yeah, well, they say the good die young.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's why I'm still alive, Mom.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. Oh, all right. Well, I'll go ahead and let you go since it's getting pretty late.
And, okay.
I'm sure all my listeners will appreciate you volunteering to do this and answer their questions and all that good stuff.
No problem.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later, Mom.
Okay, I love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye.
Bye.